With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Stormy weather continuing. National Weather Service Atlanta meteorologist Laura Bellinger says severe weather will continue to evolve.
We saw a kind of a large area of thunderstorms move through that did cause some wind damage and provided some hail to portions of North Georgia. We're now seeing that begin to shift south and kind of wreaking the same kind of havoc over middle and central Georgia. And we continue to watch that for damaging winds, hails, and possible tornado today.
Severe weather responsible for 4 deaths in the U.S. this week. Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will stand alone if it has to after a threatened U.S. arms holdup. President Biden says if Israel goes into Rafah, the U.S. is not going to supply the weapons and artillery shells used. Military analyst Bradley Bowman with the Foundation for Defense of Democracies says President Biden's decision is dangerous and short-sighted.
I think he's making an enormous moral and strategic mistake, and I use both of those words very deliberately and cautiously, but I think that's a correct diagnosis. He is hurting our best friend in the region and empowering Hamas.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country's army is facing a really difficult situation in eastern regions. That's where troops are battling to hold at bay an intense Russian push along parts of the front line. Russia has sought to exploit Ukraine's shortages of ammunition and manpower as the flow of Western supplies since the war has decreased. Zelensky says a massive new U.S. military aid package will turn the tide. The Dow ahead 293 points. The NASDAQ is up 45. This is SRN News. Florida takes on woke banks. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill that addresses a new trend in which some financial institutions are closing the accounts of Christian and conservative organizations. The banks say they're not targeting anyone in particular, but the problem seems to be affecting certain types of groups a lot more than others. The new Florida law allows people to file a grievance with the state if they think a bank has done them wrong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More states suing to challenge new federal regulation promoting transgenderism. The lawsuits filed in federal courts in Missouri and Oklahoma, but Arkansas, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota also plaintiffs in the Missouri case. This legal action marks the latest attempts to prevent the Biden administration from shoehorning transgenderism in the 1972 Title IX civil rights law. This is SRN News. The rate of guns stolen from cars in the U.S. has tripled over the last decade, making them the largest source of stolen guns in the country. That's according to an analysis of FBI data by the gun safety group Everytown. The rate of stolen guns from cars climbed nearly every year and spiked during the coronavirus pandemic. First, it was your gas stove. Now it's what you cook.
The government now says if you can smell food cooking, it's pollution. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration study claims to have measured what they call underappreciated sources of urban air pollution, saying if you can smell the food, there's a good chance it's impacting air quality. The study's lead author says having the data is the first step to making policy decisions. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.